We are here at the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, and with me is President-elect J.D. Alexander of Nebraska. And J.D., I guess you're looking forward to a big year ahead in 2012, aren't you?
Certainly am. We've come off a great year of 2011. 2012, I'm very excited about. I'm very fortunate to be able to lead this great organization and very much looking forward to it.
Are you prepared to be spending the majority of the year on the road?
You know, it's something that you are aware of, and we always like the kid. They say it might be a little bit more than what they told you, but, you know, that was the commitment that you've given as far as about 2 years ago, knew what it took and was willing to do it. Very fortunate that I've got a good family at home, my son, and good employees that are actually keeping the operation running on a day-to-day basis. So I'll be ready, yes.
What do you see as the greatest challenges facing the industry right now?
Well, there's several, and we're always willing to look at them and analyze them and see what we can do. I think the biggest one that we're facing in our industry is moving our operations to the next generation. You know, and that all has to do with the estate tax. In our industry, we build up a business, but we don't ever sell out. We always turn it over or try and turn it over in a better position than we brought it into to our next generation. And I'm very fortunate to have the next generation that's willing to do that. What we've got to make sure of is, though, that we don't have a government tax situation that doesn't make that allowable. You know, as always, we're also looking at the government oversight, overreach, and so on, to what they come into our private businesses. So a lot of issues. Naturally, the other one that we're talking about is we've got to keep our demand up. You know, we've got a great product, yeah, but we've also got to be aware that we've got to keep our demand up to get rid of the product as well.
Well, of course, some of the bright spots, exports. We've got new trade agreements that just came in last year also. But USDA just yesterday came out with the latest cattle numbers, lower than they expected. But at the same time, demand is as good, if not better, than it was. So you've got some real bright spots in the industry right now.
It's a very interesting scenario. You know, I look at this is the lowest herd in my lifetime. I mean, I've been around quite a while and seen a lot of the cyclical moves of the cattle industry, but it's hard to really fathom that we're at our lowest numbers in my lifetime. And at the same time, we're seeing some of the best prices. You know, I think there's several reasons for that. One are these free trade agreements that we're very fortunate to have gotten. We've worked a long time for it, and it's very rewarding to finally see them come to fruition. We're going to have to continue to work on those, and we'll let the market determine what's going to happen. You know, there's nothing you can really do to force people to raise more cattle or less or whatever. The market will dictate that. But the thing we're going to continue to do is try and open up more and more markets around the world for our beef, which is the best in the world.
Another continuing issue for the industry and for all in livestock are the people that are concerned more about the rights of animals than they are about the rights of people. How do you see that, the challenges you're facing there playing out?
We're a believer in freedom of speech, but I will also tell you that we're going to speak up as well. And we will not tolerate anything to do with the HSUS or some of these devastating things that people have done to destroy property in California, which we recently read about. You know, there's no place for working together. There's no position at all. We will not negotiate anything to do with these people because their sole purpose is to put us out of business. And we flat out are going to be continuing to do what is best for the environment, for best for our producers, and we'll continue to look out for ourselves.
Well, good luck in the year ahead, J.D. I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot of you down the road. Here at the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show in Nashville, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.